Hello, and thank you for listening to the podcast of the Vineyard Church Maryville here in Maryville, Tennessee. If you haven't already, you can visit our website to find out more information about our church or to find our full audio archive with all of our messages. So you can find all of that at www.vineyardchurch.us, or you can also subscribe on Apple and Google Podcasts. Now, let's hear this week's message.
What's up? It's a lot of people here today. A lot of people here. I was expecting everybody to be still on the beach. I am the most unorganized preacher, so give me a minute here. I'm not organized at all. You see, I got yellow paper. I typed my last sermon out. I won't do that no more. It took too long. So I just wrote some of this stuff out, but yeah, I'm the most. How's everybody doing today? Okay, that's what I'm talking about right now. That's what I'm talking about. We had a good worship. What's the point of these bookmarks if I didn't put the bookmark in the right place? Hang on. Give me a second. We're online. Raw and uncut. Okay, here we go. Listen, I got the opportunity to preach to y'all about discipleship. Last week, Chris preached on being discipled, and I get a chance to preach on discipling others. I love it. Discipling in this church is a big deal. One thing I love about the Vineyard Church is everybody gets a chance to play. That's one of the slogans that they use. Everybody wants to disciple one another. Everybody loves Jesus. I love it. It's just a great place to be. So I have the opportunity to give the talk about discipleship and discipling. Kingdom equation. He brought this up last week. I hate math, okay? So when he broke it down, I hope that y'all listen, because I did not do good in math. But one thing I do understand is disciple division doesn't add up, okay? So we got to stay in the rim of this word, okay? So today, listen to me. If you have, I want you to put your supernatural halo on today. I want you to put your Jesus cap on today. I want you to take off what the world is saying. I want you to take off what the world is thinking. Take that off. Put it up under your seat. Throw it away. Trash it. Because we're going to stay in this word. We're going to stay in the supernatural realm. We want to meet the Holy Spirit. We want to meet Jesus. And buckle your seatbelt up, because we're about to go riding, okay? So listen to me. I have like this much stuff that I want to say in this little amount of time when it comes to discipleship. So bear with me, because sometimes I start talking fast. So just listen fast. Okay, here we go. Before I get started, one of the most important things, y'all, about discipleship, I want to get this out before I get going, is when you're discipling someone, it is important that you're living, listen what I'm telling you, what you're talking about, okay? And at the moment that you profess to be a believer in Jesus, that absolute moment, people are going to start following you one way or another. Okay, they're going to follow you. They're going to look at you simply because you said that you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, period. The moment you say that, eyeballs are on you. They're going to be following you one way or another, whether it's to see you fail or whether they want to listen to you. They're watching you. Now, understand something. Because we're talking about discipling someone, catch this. That doesn't mean that you stop being a disciple, okay? A lot of times we think, well, I'm discipling somebody. I'm up here. They're below me. No. Just because you're discipling does not mean you stop being a disciple. Whether it's someone you're connected to in this church, at home, but most importantly, you never stop getting discipled by the ultimate discipler. Is that a word? Jesus Christ. Okay, you never stop digging in that word. You never stop praying. You never stop being discipled by the ultimate discipler. I wonder if that's really a word or not. Jesus, okay? And even if you want it, listen to me. Stay in the spiritual realm with me right now. Even if you want it to stop being discipled by Jesus, Jesus does not want to stop discipling you. He will not stop speaking to you. Now, we may quit listening. We may get hard-headed. We may turn around. But Jesus is still discipling. That's why, listen to me, some of y'all saying, well, maybe I don't hear God's voice speaking to me. I don't hear it. Listen to me. Listen to me. That's why you feel conviction. That's why you feel bad or a certain type of way if you say something to somebody that you shouldn't have said or watch something that you shouldn't have watched or done something that you shouldn't have done. Listen to me. That is the Father discipling you in that moment. Listen to what I'm telling you. You need to celebrate right now that Jesus is speaking to you. Give me two claps in the woo, Ric Flair. Listen to me. Jesus is speaking to you whether you don't want to believe it or not. That conviction that you're feeling, that, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I don't need to go here. I need to go here. That is the Father in that moment speaking directly to you, 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 and me. That is a spiritual connection. Listen to what I'm telling you here. Okay. Got that out the way. Coffee kicking in. One of the most important things about discipling somebody is you must be willing. Okay? 1 Peter 5 and 2. 1 Peter 5 and 2. NIV version. And it says, be shepherds of God's flock that's under your care, watching over them. Not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Listen to what I'm telling you here. Eager to serve. You must be willing. Listen here. You must be eager to serve, not with dishonest gain. You must have a pure heart. You must be wanting to do this out of love. One thing about Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is Jesus was always willing. You must be willing, have a genuine heart, and love the people around you and want to disciple somebody. It's a want to. It's a genuine love. You want to be eager to do it. It's not God beating you over the head saying you have to. You got to do this. You got to do this. You need to be willing and wanting to have the supernatural love that God has placed in you to want to disciple somebody. Listen to me. Now, discipling someone, it's not just getting counseling. Let me explain. I know we probably got counselors in here. I go to counseling. There's nothing wrong with counseling. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with counseling at all. So don't take that the wrong way. Stay in this spiritual realm with me because we're not talking about counseling. We're talking about, what are we talking about? Discipleship. Okay? Let me break this down to you. I can get online. I can Google a counselor. I can get who's got the 5 stars, call them, cash app them some money, get some advice from them, and they may not give a hill of beans about me. They may even give me advice that they don't even believe, that they don't even live. Discipling someone, you need to become vulnerable. You got to be willing, and you have to let people in your circle. You have to let people in your life. Because when you're discipling someone, that means that they are walking with you. That means they see your life, they see how you live, and they see how you function. They see how much faith you truly have in the Father. They see you going through things. They see how you're handling your issues. They're seeing how much you pray all the time. They're seeing if you're really living what you're talking about. That is what discipleship is. Listen, when the disciples were following Jesus, they stayed right with him all the time. They seen Jesus cry. They seen Jesus get whipped. They seen Jesus pray. They seen Jesus heal. They seen Jesus sleep. They seen every aspect of what Jesus was doing. When you're discipling somebody, you have to be vulnerable. You have to let them in, and you have to let them see you, how you have a relationship with the Father, and they need to see how you live. You can't just talk about it. That's one thing about discipling, is you have to be about it. You have to live it, okay? Because if you're discipling somebody and you're not living what you're talking about, oh, trust me, it's going to show. It's going to show. When you truly, listen to me. When you truly live the teachings of Jesus, watch this. Discipling someone is easy. Follow me here. You know why? Because you're not pointing anything to yourself. You're pointing everything to the Father. All the glory is falling on the Father. All the love is falling on Him. And the only way you're able to do that is through a supernatural spiritual connection that God has given you to the person that you're discipling. It's not about you. It's not about them. The glory shouldn't be falling on you. The glory should be going upward and following on Him. Look at your neighbor and say, follow me as I follow Jesus. Oh, you didn't say it like you meant it. Look at your neighbor and say, follow me as I follow Jesus. Listen to me. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the Father. Amen. Listen to me. Now, come on with me here. I ain't got much time. If you guys use a bathroom and come back, I'm going to be done. Listen to me. Now that we have this willing spirit, okay, some of y'all may say, well, how do we approach somebody? Like, I don't want to be cheesy. Can I disciple you? How do I approach somebody if I want to disciple them? Now, listen to me. At the beginning, I said, take off everything that the world is saying. Take that off. Put on this supernatural hat. Put your Jesus hat on. Put your, whatever you need to put on, put it on. How do you approach somebody to disciple them? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Stay with me here. Acts 8 and 29. Acts 8 and 29. It's in your Bible if ain't nobody tore it out. Acts 8 and 29. I'm going to kind of paraphrase a little bit. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Listen to me. The Spirit told Philip to go. Then Philip ran to the chariot and heard a man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Listen to me. Let me stop right there. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit told him to do what? Go. It's not about what you say to somebody in discipleship or how you approach them. It's about when you approach them. Because the Father is going to give you that opportune time to approach somebody. It's up to us to be willing, have that willing spirit, number one, and to do the approaching, to go. You can't just sit there and hope that somebody just comes on your path, is going to come up to you. Because 99.927% of the time, somebody that needs to be discipled is going to feel some type of timid way. They're not just going to automatically just come up to you. The Holy Spirit, which is going to dwell in you, is going to say, Holy Spirit alert, bam, right there. And it's not about you. It's not about your being uncomfortable because it has nothing to do with you. The Holy Spirit would give you what to say. Moses couldn't even talk good, and look what he did. Listen to what I'm telling you here. So the Holy Spirit tells Philip to go. He goes. Somebody's waiting on him. He's reading Isaiah. He don't understand it. And at that moment, discipleship starts. If you keep reading, he gets baptized. And it's just it's crazy how the Spirit of God flowed in that one little setting. Listen to what I'm telling you here. So, when people know you follow Jesus, listen to me, whether they're atheists, whether they believe, there is an expectation they have for you simply because you claim to follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They're expecting you to say something to them. Listen to me, listen to me. Why do you think people that don't believe or atheists or whatever they are, whatever other religion they are so educated in the Christian belief system and all this? Because they already have an expectation that you as a believer that follows the King of Kings, is supposed to be filled up with the Holy Spirit, is going to come to them. So they're saying, I already got my guard up. I got this ready. So when you come to me, you better be ready. But when you don't come, they're going to talk about you. And if you do come, they're going to talk about you. So either way it go, they're going to talk about you. So it's not about how you say it. It's about when you're going to say what you're going to say and how you're going to do it. And just trust on the Holy Spirit, because it's not about you. It's about our Lord and Savior. Listen to me. Listen to me. At that moment, when you're talking to somebody, they're already, the Holy Spirit, listen to them, we're in the spiritual realm right now. The Holy Spirit's already working. So just because your words didn't come out like you wanted them to, you didn't approach them like you wanted them to. The Spirit gave you grace and gave you what you did not need to get that point across. Listen to what I'm telling you here. Listen, that grace lifted your words up, put power in those words, and you were able to speak a seed and walk off that could keep them up all night long. Discipleship. Listen to me. Discipling someone, they're following your life. You've got to be vulnerable. You got to be willing to let people in. You got to be willing to let people see how you live. Because when you're discipling somebody, even when you don't think you're discipling somebody, those footprints in the sand, somebody's walking in your footprints. They're walking in them based on your relationship with the Father. I had a good friend of mine tell me it's a circle effect. So as long as you're pointing everything to the Father, they may question you, but they're going to go back to the scriptures and they're going to go back right. Everything's going to point right back to Jesus because it's not about you. It's not about worshiping you. It's about worshiping the King. So listen to me. You got to be willing, right? But here's the next best part. You have to be prayed up in constant connection with the Father so that when the opportune time comes, the words are there, the moment is there, and all you have to have is that willing spirit to speak, and then the Holy Spirit takes over, takes straight over. It's amazing what the Spirit of God will do when all you have to do is take that one step. It don't have to be cheesy. You just have to do what? Go. Listen to what I'm telling you here. Matthew 28. Is it up there? Here we go. When Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. You just said to your neighbor, follow me as I follow Jesus. We're following the person, the King, who has all authority in heaven. He said, I got all authority in heaven. So when you speak to someone in a loving way to disciple them, to love on them, you're not just speaking with love, you're speaking with power. Listen to what I'm telling you here. You're speaking with a power that's not from you, that's from Jesus. I love it. See, at the moment about discipling someone and teaching, what I love about teaching the word, the teachings of Jesus and worshiping Jesus is because it has nothing to do with me. It has all to do with the King. Listen to what I'm telling you. He says, I have all the authority in heaven. Jesus even said, you can do even greater things than these. He left it for us. Listen to me. Luke 10:19. I ain't done yet. I got a few more minutes. Luke 10:19. He says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Listen to me. Ooh, what's that last part say? Say it with me. Nothing will harm you. Come on now. I didn't say that. Jesus, what's that? Nothing will harm you. Listen to what I'm saying. But one of the things the enemy will do is he'll put fear in your heart. He'll put timidness in your blood, and you'll feel like you're not capable of discipling someone because you may not feel worthy. You may be thinking about your sins, your past sins. You may be thinking, I'm not good enough. You may have all of these things that the enemy is putting in you, a fear for you not to spread the gospel. But listen to me. Thank you, Jesus, that it's not about me, that our sins were nailed to a tree and his blood was shed, and all of that concern and all that anxiety and all that fear that you have was nailed to a tree. Oh, my goodness. Y'all hear what I'm telling you right here. All of that was nailed to a tree. Thank you, Jesus, that we can go in power and nothing will harm us, and we can speak because it's not about us. It's about him. And he said, nothing will harm me. Listen to me. I'm about done. As we follow Jesus, we should be discipling. As we follow Jesus, we should be being discipled. As we follow Jesus, we should be willing. As we follow Jesus, we should be loving. As we follow Jesus, we should be bold with a humble confidence that the living God is ordering our steps. Walk with Jesus, love your neighbor. Walk with Jesus, love your neighbor. And if we love our neighbor, we're willing to disciple them. And if we're willing to disciple someone, we're willing to be discipled. Iron sharpens iron. This is what I'm telling you here. Uh-oh, I'm down to the last page. Now, as I dug into the definition of disciple, and I looked up the Greek word for disciple, and I ain't even going to try to pronounce it. I ain't even going to go there. But one of the definitions that I seen that kept popping up is committed learner. Committed learner. Just because you're discipling somebody, you never stop learning. Just because you're discipling somebody, in the midst of you discipling somebody, you never stop listening. Because while you're discipling them, they're going to be discipling you at the same time, and you don't even realize it. You got to listen. Iron sharpens iron. Because listen to me, we're both going toward the same thing. We're both pointing towards the Father. And the Father loves us so much that the ultimate discipler will never stop discipling you. So if he's never going to stop discipling you in the midst of you discipling, you're going to be being discipled at the same time if you just quit being hard-headed and listen. It's going to happen. Real quick, when I got saved, I got baptized when I was 14, went to church my whole life, got back out there in the streets doing whatever I was going to do. The ultimate discipler, Jesus, came to me. Listen to me. And people wonder why I'm so passionate about preaching Jesus. I was in the club. I was doing all kind of stuff. And I was sitting back on the couch. I remember I was sitting back there. And as I sat back there, and I looked up. And I could see the demons in the club. I could see them. I was like, oh my God, what is this? Instantly, when you're in these type of environments, instantly, I could smell what it smelled like. I had never smelled it before. And I was like, whoa, it stinks in here. What is going on? And I could see the people, and I could see the demons, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, you know what? What's going on? At that very moment, Jesus, the ultimate discipler, came down. He spoke to me. He said, you look like that, because everybody was looking so crazy. He said, you look like that, and you smell like that. And I said, whoa. And I left. Changed my life forever. Changed my life. And I said, you know what? I came home. At the time, me and my wife wasn't married. I came home. I said, listen, I'm done. I'm following Jesus now. We got to get married. God told me that. And she said, what you mean we got to get married? I said, God told me. She said, you talking to God now? I said, I don't know if I'm talking to God now, but he talking to me. And I said, we got to get married, period. Later on that week, we got married. True story, we got married. But then I realized that the Father was speaking to me. And if he spoke to me in the midst of my sin, in the midst of my rebellion, in the midst of me being as dirty as I could possibly get and pick me up, the Father would speak to me even the more when I'm speaking for him on his behalf. Listen to what I'm telling you. So there's no need to feel some type of way when the Father tells you to go to disciple somebody. Because listen to what I'm telling you. At that moment that you're already claiming that you do these teachings of Jesus, God has already placed people around you that want to hear your story. They want to hear your testimony. They want to see your character of God. Everybody has a character of God. God said, I'm placing this person in front of you to follow you. I didn't place this person in front of you to get on your nerves and for you to push them away. I placed this person in front of you to lead them to me. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Walk with Jesus, love your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you're willing to disciple. If you're willing to disciple, you're willing to be discipled. We already have a certain expectation at this church. When the service is over, people will be up here giving prayer, speaking to people. One thing I love about Aaron is he takes the time to speak into your life and talk to you and sit with you and listen to you. Our pastors don't do that. Listen to you. He does that. What if you came up front and our pastor and the other pastors up here and you came and you have your problem and you coming up here and you want to talk and you want to be discipled? Discipled, you could be discipled in that moment and you and he said, well, I'm tired right now. No, go over there. No, I can't talk to you right now. I can't do it. Listen to me. At the moment you're discipling somebody, listen to me. This is important. Stay in the spiritual realm. I got 32 seconds. Listen, at the moment that you're discipling somebody, you're pastoring them. You're pastoring them. So it's not all about up here on the stage. It's not all about having a building. It's not all about that. It's the little things. At that moment that the Spirit placed somebody in front of you to disciple them in that certain way, you're pastoring them. And then at the same time, they're pastoring you. And at the same time, you're pointing to Jesus. And at the same time, you're iron sharpening iron. And at the same time, you're able to go out, to go and be bold, to even do even greater things than these, like Jesus spoke about. So listen to me, Vineyard Church, my lovely people, I love y'all. Be willing, okay? Be willing. Stay prayed up. Stay in a constant connection with the Father. Why do you think the scriptures tell us to pray without ceasing? Because all the enemy needs is just a little bit, just a little crack to get you not to speak into somebody's life. All the enemy needs is just a little crack for you not to want somebody to speak into your life. Y'all hear what I'm telling you here? I always want somebody to speak into my life, and I always want to be ready to speak into somebody else's life, because I understand it's not about me, because my sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. My sins were nailed to an old rugged cross. My sins were just cast away. So it's not me that's doing it. It's the Holy Spirit of God that's living within me that's doing all the work for me. My job is just to plant the seed. The Father is going to do the rest. I'm just trying to point you to the King of Kings. And at the moment that I'm pointing, you're pointing me right back, because iron sharpens iron. That's what I love about these scriptures and Jesus. Jesus was willing, and he was so willing that he said, I'm giving you all authority to do even greater things than these. He said, don't hold it in. Give it out. Go. Be bold with a humble confidence in the midst of love. Walk with Jesus. Love your neighbor. Disciple in Jesus' name and be willing to be discipled. Who's supposed to come up and do some sweet music for me? Somebody is. I'm about out of time. Listen to me. This discipleship thing that goes on in this church is one of the greatest things I've been around. I'm serious. It seems like every time I turn around, somebody is in my face trying to disciple me, speak Jesus into me, speak hope into me, speak love into me, because that's what it's about. And to make it even greater, we do it amongst one another, which is great. We should. We should never stop sharpening each other. And we should never stop walking with Jesus and loving our neighbor when we walk out of here as well. We should never turn it off. We should be always willing. At this time, this is our Selah moment. There's that sweet music. Listen to me. I know I get fired up about Jesus. But I get fired up because when I see what he done in my life, and I've seen the power that discipleship has done in my life, and I've seen it not just with me and through me, but standing in the background and seeing it through others, I'm like, it just fires me up, y'all. It does. It just fires me up. I do. I walk around with a confidence. I try to say humble confidence, but sometimes I might come off cocky. But when I come off that way because I'm like, Jesus is with me. He's with me. So even if my words come out a little bit wrong, I got that grace. He's going to clean it up because I'm trying to do everything with a willing spirit, a loving heart, because I want to walk with Jesus and I'm going to love my neighbor. Don't be so quick to cut somebody off that's trying to speak into you, because it's not about them. That's the Father coming another way to speak to you. And if you take your flesh out, yourself out the way, and say, God, just speak to me right now. You may not hear that, my son, my daughter. But in that very moment, the phone might ring. In the very moment, somebody might tap you on the shoulder. It may be you in a restaurant, somebody pays for your coffee or something, leaves you a note. Thank you, Jesus, that you speak to us in so many ways. Sometimes we just gotta drown out all the noise. Get off Facebook, get off Instagram, get off Twitter talk, and say, Jesus, speak to me. Disciple me. Jesus, I want to disciple somebody. Put somebody in my path. And know what the Spirit will say? Go. Well, where am I supposed to go? Just go. I'll do the rest. Faith is not about taking a whole bunch of steps. Faith is about just taking one step and knowing that the Father is going to do the rest.